Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 62 degrees on Friends Plaza outside Campbell Hall at 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today are called steady in some areas of the Midwest and mixed in others amid uncertainty about packer demand and the run due to heavy rains and flooding in parts of the Western Corn Belt. Terminals are called steady to mixed with tops from $49.50 to $54. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $49.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, May 4th, negotiated swine purchases were $15,209. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.25 to $76.75. The weighted average, $72.07, a gain of $1.44 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50 to $58.25, the weighted average $56.68. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,010. The base price range was $63.50 to $78, the weighted average $74.18, a gain of $1.33 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.06 to $58.75, and the weighted average was $56.15.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I would suspect that it's going to be a little while before Western producers can get back into the fields.
Well, it's going to be a while, that's true, and that's probably the focus on the markets now. I think as far as the producers in Illinois and Indiana, we've had some decent weather here and we'll continue to have decent weather today. So a lot more planting should take place. I think the planting numbers will be way up. As I've heard you say before, though, some of the numbers are a little bit deceiving depending on what day the data is collected, because sometimes it's over several days, and a lot of progress is going on now, so it probably won't be until a week from now until we have a good idea of just how much is in the ground right now, or what will be in the ground by the end of today. But there is some wet weather in the Western Corn Belt, although I will say that the rain in Eastern Iowa did fall. The fields are a bit wet in many areas of Eastern Iowa, but that rain has really tapered off, so nothing is heading toward Wisconsin or Illinois at the moment. Most of the action is in the western half of Iowa and far western Missouri on westward. And rain is expected to taper off quite a bit in the Western Corn Belt, or rather quickly here tonight into tomorrow. But it does look like planting is unlikely much of the rest of this week in the Western Corn Belt. Now, again, central and eastern producing areas are in much better shape. Showers and thunderstorms will be coming into the eastern Corn Belt here over the next couple of days. They'll be scattered at first and in some cases very light. But today, tonight, and in the eastern areas again tomorrow, more dry weather, a lot of work being done, a lot of planting taking place. I think the areas that we're going to have to focus on for delays in planting this season, significant delays, are going to be in the Western Belt. And I think northern into western Missouri, eastern Kansas, portions of eastern Nebraska, southern into western Iowa, and parts of South Dakota, those are the areas that are going to have the most delays and the areas of greatest concern as far as corn and soybean planting is concerned. Those are the areas that have gotten the heaviest rains, and those are the areas that have the greatest chance of getting some showers and thunderstorms today. Now, it does look like drier weather is pushing into that area. And for the rest of the Corn Belt, just some scattered showers and thunderstorms the rest of the week. But at this point, we don't see anything well organized here, so it's just going to be more of the nuisance type precipitation and not the absolute shut everything down for many days type of situation for the rest of the belt. Again, only some of the far western areas of the Corn Belt will be shut down here. Well, western areas, maybe not just far western areas. The western third, there will be some areas that are shut down the rest of this work week, but that's about it. As the next few weather systems are not going to be well organized, we're going to have one that's going to be pushing by to the south of the Corn Belt. And then next week, we may have some clusters of showers and thunderstorms come through as the jet stream sags southward. It is going to go northward later this week, putting most of the action into the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt and the Southern Canadian Prairies. And those are areas that oftentimes have been too dry. Lately, they've had plenty of moisture, and favorably dry and warm weather is expected this week until another wet period is expected to follow. And that is going to lead to another need for drying. But right now, it does appear that there will be some field work this week in that area. And, of course, they've got to get the spring wheat planted. In the central and southern Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, unseasonably wet weather has continued. Of course, we heard about all the tornadoes out there. Severe weather raked much of the area from Texas through Oklahoma into Kansas and Nebraska, right in the heart of the hard red winter wheat belt. Of course, that doesn't mean fields were wiped out everywhere. In fact, it's a small number that really are wiped out by the any severe storm. But of course, the outbreak of tornadoes there probably did a little bit of damage, enough to cause some individual farmers major headaches. But when we look at the main production, that's not the issue so much as the wet weather out there. And there has been some flooding, and that is a serious problem. From eastern Kansas through southern Kansas into portions of Oklahoma and western Texas. And rain is continuing out there. And that's going to be the big problem with the crops. And that's going to be causing some yield reductions, I think, to the hard red winter wheat. And so that's something we'll have to watch. But it looks like the biggest problem out there is not going to be from dryness, but from wetness. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 488.5, up 3.5 last trade, up 4. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 502, up 7.25, last trade up 1.75. December 518, up 2.5, last trade up 2. May corn opened at 382, up 3/4, last trade up 2.5. July 398, up 7.25, last trade up 3. December 397, up 6.5, last trade up 4.5. May beans opened at 734.5, up 1, last trade up 1. July 751.5, up 4, last trade up 2.75. November 781, up 4.75, last trade up 3.25. July soybean meal opened at 204.50, up $2, last trade up 140. July soybean oil opened at 33.35, up 18, last trade unchanged. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I suppose the talk in the trade will be all about weather once again this morning and when producers in Iowa might get back in fields.
Oh, and it is. It's going to be huge to us because Iowa is roughly 15-16% of the corn acres for the nation as a whole and have a huge bearing on where trendline yields come in at. And with them only 14% last week planted, you know, maybe they come in at 25% this week and probably turn very little activity this week at all. So, you know, odds are they're going to be well behind in trying to get their crop planted versus us here in the east are moving right through it. I think we'll see a lot of people get finished up on corn plantings over the next couple of days before these rain showers make their way in here. So I think now you got to start talking about where our trend line yields, and right now you probably got to lean towards making trend line is about as good as you can expect at this point, and all of a sudden start feeling like this thing's going to start backpedaling a little bit on us.
So are we at a number that's under 150?
I think you're probably right at the 150 now at best, Dave. That's how I would probably peg that. I'd say that's the best number you can expect today. Mother Nature is going to have to be ideal to us.
And the call on the corn.
Corn's going to be 3-4 better as we get started. I think the change in the weather forecast to begin to dry things out a little bit, depending on who you listen to, but this rain is supposed to dissipate, maybe move on northeast and not get all of the Midwest really that wet, and then allow some drying to take place. But as you and I talked before, Iowa's going to take all week to dry out. So you're going to be 3-4 better. Wheat is certainly following what the corn's doing. I'm going to say it's more like a 1-2, 2-3 better type market. And beans, I think, are going to be in that same boat, in that 2-3 better.
And very quickly, calls over on the Merck side, please.
Well, I kind of feel like the hog market tried to turn around last week, and I feel like it's going to be supported. The cash market has stayed fairly strong. So I'm going to go with a little bit better call in the hog market. In the cattle market, I think you're just overdone a little bit. I think we'd see it back off a little further again yet.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.